Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we your children, we are gathered again before you. Our God, our Maker, our Provider, our Helper, our Sufficiency. We thank you for everything that you have done for us, many of which we are not even aware of. Father, Lord, we thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking up, going out and coming in. Thank you, everlasting God, for being our source. We say, hallowed be your holy name, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for all the previous broadcasts. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that you have blessed. I will say, glory be unto your holy name. We pray, Lord, that today, indeed, you will speak to us individually and collectively for your glory, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. It gives me great joy to welcome you once again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. Indeed, you will command your day this day. This day shall yield its increase for you and for every member of your family in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That which God has purposed for you shall come to pass in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, Who is God to you? Who is He to you? And I'm taking my text from the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, I'm reading from verse 17 up to verse 23. Ephesians chapter 1, reading from 17 up to 23. Say that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power towards us who believe, according to the working of His great might that He worked in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rules and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And He put all things under His feet and gave Him as head over the things of the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. May the Lord bless the reading of the word. We are asking ourselves, who is God to you? Do you really know this God? The passage we have just read there is telling us that indeed, the Lord will give us an enlightenment, that He will open our eyes of wisdom, our understanding, revelation to know Him. Because you may be going to church, that does not necessarily mean you know God. You may be carrying the Bible, the biggest Bible in the world, that does not mean you really know Him. How much of a relationship do you have with Him? Because it is in knowing Him that you can access the inheritance that you have as a saint, as somebody who Jesus Christ came and died for. It is in knowing Him that you'll be able to exercise the dominion that God has given you. And I pray that indeed, as we go this day to study His word, you will have a better understanding of who you are in Him, and will be able to take advantage of that which God has ordained for you, that which God has prepared for you even before you are born. Because God is always ahead. The Bible makes us to understand that His plans for us are of good and not of evil, to give us a future and a hope. And indeed, that future will be fulfilled in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Your hope in Him will not go down, because you come to understand Him more and more each day of your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, this is Apostle Paul speaking, see that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. I may share his suffering, becoming like him in his death. Are you ready to share of his suffering? Because if truly you know him, then when suffering comes, you know you are sharing with the suffering of the Lord. Because serving God comes with challenges. But Jesus Christ told us that, look, you are going to come across all these challenges, but I have overcome. He has done it for us. He has already suffered for us. He has been crucified for us. But a servant can never be greater than the master. So even if our Lord Jesus Christ himself was persecuted, you should expect yourself to be persecuted if truly you are a disciple of Christ. But Jesus is telling us that, look, if you do so, I am with you. I will be with you from the beginning to the end. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. So when suffering comes, that is not the time to say, I am no longer going to serve this God. This God has forgotten me. No, he has not forgotten you. This God remembers you. You are inscribed upon the palm of his hands, and he sees you. He has that good plan for you, and that plan will come to pass in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In having to know God, then you have to also be ready to grow in grace and in the knowledge. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, it says, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus. To him be the glory, both now and the day of eternity. Are you growing in grace? Are you growing in the knowledge of God? Grow in grace of God. That means that you are relying more on him. You are not doing anything by your strength. By strength shall no man prevail. You allow the Spirit of God to guide you. And if the Spirit of God is the one guiding you, you'll be able to operate under the grace of God. May the grace of God be released unto you. In the name of our Lord Jesus, may you grow in grace all the days of your life. In the name of our Lord Jesus, you will not remain at the same level of grace because you will know him. And by knowing him, you will begin to grow in grace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you want to know him, you want to see his glory. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, reading from verse 6, see, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. May the light of God shine through you. May it shine upon you. May the word of God be glorified in your life. May people see his glory in your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, wherever you go, his light will illuminate. Wherever you go, you will illuminate the environment. Why? Because the Spirit of God is upon you. A person that truly knows his God, then that Spirit of God is dwelling in the heart of the person. How much of the Spirit of God is dwelling in your heart? The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, reading from verse 16, says that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through the Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. May you be rooted and grounded in the love of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, may Christ dwell richly in your heart. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, brothers and sisters, what is dwelling in your heart? What is dwelling in the heart? Is it the love of God that is dwelling in your heart? If the love of God is dwelling in your heart, then you come to know this God more and more every day of your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Do you truly see Jesus as your true shepherd? As the one who guides you? As the one who directs you? As the one who chastises you, but you are ready to surrender to him. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 10, reading from verse 11. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. He who is hired and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolves coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatter. Jesus doesn't run away. He's not ready to run away. He's not ready to leave you. He's not ready to forsake you. He is a good shepherd. He came to give you life, not just to give you life, but to give you abundantly. So he is there to keep you. Do you see him as your true shepherd? Do you see him as somebody who laid his life for you, who died for your sake? And for that reason, you know that he is a good shepherd. Because if he's a hireling will not die for anybody, but Jesus came He died for you and I, even before we knew him. He is a true shepherd. See him as your true shepherd, so that whenever he tells you, go this way, you will follow him. Go that way, you will follow him, because you know that he will never lead you astray. His love for you is unquenchable. He loves you and he does not want you to perish. So he will never guide you the wrong way. See him as your true shepherd. When you begin to know this God, you begin to see him as your rewarder. The rewarder is going to give you exceedingly great reward. As he promised our father Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 15 verse 1. See, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. He said, fear not. God is telling you today, fear not, Abraham. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. Indeed, your reward shall be very great in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, because the person is going to reward you is the one that holds the entire head. Everything belongs to him. So when somebody is going to bless you, you probably look at who is going to bless you. We have an adage in where I come from. See, the person is going to put a cloth upon you. You want to wear, look at what that person is wearing. The Almighty God is the all-sufficient God. He has all things. So if you say, I'm going to reward you, know that he's not going to give you just a small reward. But in this instance, even saying that I'm going to give you a great reward, the Almighty God will reward you greatly. He will reward you abundantly. Your labor of love, your labor of service in his vineyard will not be a waste. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, he is a rewarder of everyone who diligently seek him. As you seek the Lord will reward you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. It is not wrong for you to ask God to bless you, but your focus should not be God bless me, rather than Lord make me a blessing. Because there is no way you can be a blessing without being blessed. So brothers and sisters, I'm telling you this day, know the Lord, and indeed he will reward you abundantly beyond measure, beyond what you can even imagine in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You also need to know that he's a God that answers prayer. He answers prayer. When you call unto him, he hears you. Psalm 65 verse 2 say, O you who hear prayer, O you who hear prayers, to you shall all flesh come. He hears prayer. It's not a God that tells you to pray and he will not answer you. He asks you to pray because he wants to bless you. And brothers and sisters, ask and you shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and indeed the door shall be opened unto you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He tells us in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. See, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. Is that power working in you? Is that power of God in you? So brothers and sisters, if that power of God is in you, fantastic. Know that indeed when you cry unto him, he will answer you, he will hear your cry, and he will turn that which you are requesting from him into testimony. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, I am talking about those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Have you done so? Have you accepted him as your Lord and Savior? If not, why don't you do so today? Why don't you accept him as your Lord and Savior and see what God can do for you? Because it's when you accept him that you can know him. You cannot know God from a distance. You need to be close to him for you to know him. So why don't you just say after me, Jesus Christ, I acknowledge my sin today and I come unto you. I say, have mercy upon me. Forgive me all my sins. I surrender my life to you. And I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord. And he came and he died for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Forgive them their sins and write their names in the book of life. In the name of Jesus. For everyone who have this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will be with you. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will guide you. The Lord will direct you. The Lord will perfect that which concerns you in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.